Well, the Federal Coalition has been in Darwin spruiking the potential of the Territory's gas industry, a welcome development for the big resource companies and the Territory government, which is looking for a solution to its spiralling debt problem. The Territory's fabled gas reserves remain untapped, and pressure is mounting for the government there to speed up regulatory approvals so drilling can begin. But conservationists and traditional owners say it's a situation that's ripe for environmental disaster. Amelia Turzon reports.
Water is life, then fracking! Water is life, then fracking!
It's been exactly a year since the Northern Territory government lifted its ban on fracking, but opposition to the practice hasn't gone away.
Water is life!
This protest, held outside the Territory's Parliament, saw people from Indigenous communities stage a mock gas exploration.
We're going to drill at Parliament House because, you know, they drill in our backyard, so we decided to go and drill in theirs.
Conrad Roy is from Borroloola near the Beetaloo Basin, which is being singled out for exploration by the big gas companies.
We don't want this fracking on our country.
But while the gas industry has plans to start exploring the Territory by July, there are a number of obstacles in its way. When the NT government lifted its moratorium, it said first regulations would need to change to ensure the protection of the environment from water and land pollution from fracking. Matt Doman is from the gas industry's lobby group, APIA.
The government has done a lot of work. We would have liked it to have been concluded sooner. It needs to be finished, and it needs to be finished quickly. If it's not, then we lose another year in the development of these important natural resources.
Visiting Darwin today to spruik the potential of the Territory's gas industry, the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, echoed these sentiments.
Without speaking out of school, when I speak to Origin, Santos and INPEX, there remains concerns about the potential for bottlenecks and delays in approval processes given the resources of the Territory government.
The push to get fracking going as soon as possible comes as the Territory's government grapples with a looming financial crisis. Just yesterday, a major report about the government's debt noted that fracking is one of the few new industries with potential to bring in significant revenue. Former Darwin Mayor Graham Sawyer is worried the Territory government will choose royalties over the environment.
Yeah, look, I think from my point of view, we're in the middle of an unholy mess where government are rushing and rushing and rushing to try and do the bidding of mining companies and making a mess of what should be an orderly and community-driven process.
Environmental lawyer Gillian Duggan has also been following the law reforms closely.
I do have some concerns that the implementation process has been rushed. I think it's definitely unprecedented for the Northern Territory government to try and roll out this scale of law reform for such a complex industry and in such a constricted timeframe. I would assume that this sort of process should take between 2 and 3 years.
Gas giant Santos has already put out a draft environmental management plan to look for gas 6 hours south of Darwin, despite the industry code of conduct not being finalised yet.
It's unusual and I think quite unorthodox that both documents would be released simultaneously.
Chief Minister Michael Gunner says they're balancing both sides of the fence.
So the environmental safeguards are there, but we've got to make sure we are timely in the work that we are doing. It's not taking shortcuts, it's simply making sure government is responsive.
If the gas companies do start exploring this year, the gas lobby says they're on track to start producing gas by 2023.
Emilia Turzon reporting.